The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
One of the milos that we have, one of the chumris that we have in Kodshim over Truma, in the Mishnah Bayas and Navchov, is Hakli Mitzarev Mashu Besoichoi, V'Kodesh Avalei V'Truma. If two things of Kodesh are in a Kli, and each one is Choser Shir to become Tomei, small pieces of food are in one of them, that they should be considered one chaticha, that the whole thing should become tamei, these little pieces. The pieces are not connected physically to each other, but if they be kli echad, they mitzuruf, that they all become tamei. It's not just that one becomes tamei and then it has to touch another piece for the next one to become tamei, and on a lower madrega, but they all become tamei. The kli is mitzarfam to one mitzius to become tamei, whereas truma, there's no tziruf kli. Seems to be a milo she'osu chachom, it's a din d'rabbanon. The Gemara discussed by Yosef Chav Dalid that Ma'id Yitachon, there's a level of this din which exists even d'raisa. The Gemara calls it Tzorech l'kli ha'kli mitzarfoi, she'en tzorech l'kli en kli mitzarfoi. The Gemara learns out that Gemara in Menachos Chav Dalid learns out that the Torah refers to the pieces of Keteris that were in the kaf, where the keteris was carried, kaf achas maleo keteris. So it's all one mitzius. It's all considered one unit. That din is only where you need the kli in order to, you need the kli to service there. Not that it's just in the kli, but you need the kli for those pieces. Over there, the halacha would be, because over there the kedusha of the keteris, the din of the keteris is only by kaf. Torah says it that way. So the kaf is considered one unit together with the pieces of keteris. So it's mitzav all the pieces of keteris into one. Now we understand. The Gemara says also rabbanon chazal made an extra mile of goes with the avagav the in itzarch with kli mitzarf. The kli is mitzarf them. The Rambam, it seems clear in the Rishonim before the Rambam that this din is only by Kedushas Haguf. There's two types of kachim. There's Kedushas Haguf and there's Kedushas Domen. There are things that, all sorts of things that can belong to Kodesh. Anybody could be Magdish, any one of his possessions, to kachim. The Kodesh that we're talking about when we say Maila also kachim, in this instance specifically, is only things that have Kedushas Haguf that are ro'oi, that are hukze, that are miyuchid, to be used for a korban or something like a korban. What's interesting is that the Rambam, in Perikud Beis Halacha Zayin of Hilchas Ovis HaTumah, where he discussed this dinim, brings the din of Tziruf Kli Legabit Tzmukin Ugroi Grois Prudin Bisal. You have raisins or dates that are prudin, that are separate pieces, and they're in a sal, and he brings the din of Tziruf Sal. L'chayra, grapes, raisins, have no shaykhis to a carbon. So when we're talking about Kodesh, we're talking about things that a person was Magdish that should belong to the Beis HaMikdash. It should be Nichsei HaMikdash. But they don't have Kedushas HaGuf. What's Shaykh to talk about Tziruf Sal in this realm biyachas to things that don't have Kedushas HaGuf? Rav Eliyoshev Zatzal, his Ha'oris, answers this question. It seems to be a little bit of a doichik. But Nechoy Ma'akusha, Rav Eliyoshev says that it's not talking about the tziruf of the sal being on the raisins. We're talking about there's a piece of kachum. There's, let's say, there's a piece of basar kachum on one side of the sal, a piece of basar kachum on the other side. The problem is that the two pieces of basar, one became tome. In order to create the chiddush that both of them are tome, they have to be connected. They're not. It's on two separate sides of the sal. They're nifsak al yidei groigris in the middle. So what the Rambam is saying is that the Geroi Grois don't act as a hefsik because the Sal, you can say they're all physically connected, but in between the two pieces of Basar there's a raisin. That raisin doesn't act as a hefsik because the Sal is Mitzarev. That's the way, it's a little bit chos in the Rambam, that's the way he explains it. What taka is the chilek? We don't need really a rationale, but we've been trying to understand when they were goyzer in culture non-truma, that some of the chumras are not just that they were machmir more by kodesh and by truma, but inherently there's something different about kodesh and by truma. They were goyzer by kodesh because inherently the nature of kodesh has expresses itself differently. Oh, I want to add one point over here to understand the difference in kodesh and truma. Truma, what's truma? Truma is produce, peros of Eretz Yisrael. It has kedusha. Eretz Yisrael has kedusha. The physical reality of Eretz Yisrael has kedusha. The peros that are produced in Eretz Yisrael have kedusha more than peros of Chutz La'aretz, and there are separate mitzvahs on them. The apple that grows in that grows on a tree in Eretz Yisrael is the same apple, just as kedusha because it grows from the soil of Eretz Yisrael. It has a mitzvah on it. Truma is the part that's given to the kohen, and it has kedusha sakahuna to be eaten only by a kohen, but it's still an apple. The point is, the same way a person could eat a cut up a red apple that grows in the state of Washington or upstate New York, he'd cut up also a red apple that grows in the Golan, and it has kedusha because it's mechuyev in trumas and ma'aseris, mechuyev in orlot, so on and so forth. And the truma, the apple which is given to truma, is also an apple, but it's an apple that has kedushas truma. It's eaten by a kohen, but it's an apple. Mimela, two pieces of something, two pieces of an apple that are in a sal, that are in a basket, that are in one utensil. There's nothing that physically defines the two of them as one thing. The apple is an apple. The other piece of apple is another apple. What combines these two into one thing? Why should they be mitzurified in the south? Masha'enke by kodesh. Kodesh, the physical things that are used to avoid the space amigdosh, be it the behemoth that's used that they were shechted, be it the clay amigdosh, be it the knife that was used to shecht the behemoth, the kli that was used to be mekabel the dam, and so on and so forth. All the things in kodesh, the kodshim represents an idea. The essence of kodshim is not so much the physical mitzius of the behemoth or the soilus or the yayin or whatever that's being used. It's the idea behind it. One looks at the pirush of Shamshon Fal Hirsh and Sefer Vayikra, where in every single part of Sefer Kodshim he explains the symbolic meaning behind. The essence of a korban is not the animal. The animal is supposed to represent the person. The soilus represents something else. The yayin, the shemen, everything that's used in the base of Mikdash represents something. Ad kedei kach, an interesting idea, Rabbi Hirsch says, one opens up Sefer Vayikra, the last parasha of Sefer Vayikra, the finale of what's called Torah's Kohanim, is the parasha of Tmura. What's Tmura? A person takes a behemoth that he was magdish already as a korban. He had an animal, and he was magdish that animal as a korban. He takes another animal, he wants to substitute cow B for cow A, and he says cow B should be instead of cow A. He's over a lav, and he gets knas that both of them become kodesh. The same thing could be true on something which is not a korban. Let's say if there was something that was given over to as an estate to Hegdish, and one thing could be transferred to something else, there could be a pidyon, and over there wouldn't be a lav. What's the lav of Tmura? And Rabbi Hirsch says that the lav of Tmura is that if a person looks at an animal that's miyuchid for a korban, and he sees the animal, he's insulting, he's denigrating the whole idea of kodshim. Kodshim is not the animal. Kodshim is the idea that the animal represents the person. So to take an animal, to take behemah aleph that was hukdash, somebody was magdash, harei zeh b'shvil korban oilashali, it was chal in that behemah kedusha, that behemah has the potential kedusha to stand on behalf, to represent Pliny Almoni on the Mizbeach, to be instead of Pliny Almoni. What do? You take one animal, you say, that animal instead of that animal. What you're doing is you're concentrating on the animal, you're not concentrating on the idea behind the animal. That is an insult to the whole idea of kodshim. Kodshim is not about the animal, it's not about the physical mitzius that's put in the base of Mikdash. It's about taking all that physicality, taking everything in the physical world, and raising it to the concept of an idea, to the concept of an ideal, to the concept of kedusha, of esalus. And mainly, that's why that's the last pasuk in kodshim, in Sefer Teres Kohenim, in Sefer Vayikra, because it represents for us everything that Sefer Kodshim, that Sefer Vayikra has come to teach. So Mamela, we understand that when two things are in the same sal, pieces of keteris, are in the same sal, if they're being used together in physical terms, they're not one thing. They're not one mitzvah. Mamela, by truma, the taka don't have a din to be mitzurv into one thing. But by kochim, when two things are in the same basket, if they're used together, then they're being used to represent the same thing. They are one thing. The sal's mitzvah is not just a chumrah. The sal's mitzvah, because the sal says that they're used together. What they represent together is the essence of what kochim is. Mel is a din of tziruv sal, of tziruv kli, by kochim, not by truma. Now, it happens to me that there's one place in tziruv sal, somewhat in the mundane, not in the mundane world, it's halacha, but there's something out of the realm of kochim that also has tziruv sal. There's a halacha by challah, a person, a woman bakes dough, baking cookies, baking bread, baking challah, the only thing that's mechuyiv, the only time you mechuyiv b'challah is only if you have a shear. How much the shear is, it depends according to the shittas. You can look in the cookbooks, they give you the shear of challah. But in any case, challah needs a shear, it needs a quite a large dough in order to become mechuyiv b'challah. There's a shear which is suffering, there's a shear being mechuyiv to make a bracha. In any case, what happens if there are two doughs that were in the same sal? A woman made a dough, put it on one side of a pan, made another dough, put it on the other side of a pan. There we have halacha, mishnayis, and challah, that this tzir of sal, it's not considered two doughs, it's considered one dough. It's considered one dough that they become mechuyiv together in challah. Ad kedei kach, that is the whole tshuva from Rav Falk Shlita from Gateshead, the whole tshuva where it's discussed in other places, also the idea of tziruv sal on cakes that are in a freezer. Imagine, let's say, a woman baking for a simcha. She fills up one shelf in a freezer with cake. On the next shelf, she bakes another cake, she puts it in. Neither one was a shear that was big enough to be mechuyiv b'challah. He wants to know, that's called l'chor, that there's one kli that's machzik both doughs, both breads. L'chor should be mechuyiv b'challah. It's a discussion back and forth. Could be it's kedai l'achmeh. The pashtus is that since the freezer is not meant to be used as a kli, it's only meant to be used when it's plugged into the ground, is something that's connected to the, if it's, it could only be used plugged in, it's not a kli. Mechuyiv l'karka. It's not a kli, so then it doesn't have a din of tziruv sal. But that itself is questionable. Who says the gedorim of a kli legabe tziruv sal of challah are the same gedorim of a kli legabe kabal v'stumah? So that's a whole discussion in his tshuvas, back and forth. An interesting shot that comes up in tziruv sal. In any case, legabe the halacha itself, by the way, we'll just add as an aside, this idea that a kli which is meant to be used only when it's plugged into the wall is one of the points of discussion on toiveling, whether you mechuyiv to be toivel, let's say an urn that can only be used when it's plugged into the wall, whether you mechuyiv to toivel the urn because it holds water. And toiveling an urn is problematic because it could kill the heating element, it could kill the electric element inside when you dip it into a mikveh. Others break the kli, there's a way of dismantling the kli and then putting it back together again with a Yiddish workman. This way it's considered a toitzot, it's considered something that was produced by a Yid, not by a goy. One of the svaras that are brought up for discussion is that if it could only be used as a kli when plugged into the wall, could be it's not a kli. The freezer is worse. The freezer, I'm sorry, is better. Because the freezer, the whole surah is only when it's attached to the wall. So maybe that's different. In any case, the Turei Evin asks Akasha, in the din of tziruv sal, which sounds like the same thing, tziruv sal, tziruv kli, it's a sugya by challah in Psachim Daf Mem Ches, and the Gemara over there wants to know tziruv sal, if the kli that's mitzarev two doughs into one to be mechayev, to consider an isa to be mechayev a shir challah, does the kli need to have a toich, or it's enough that it should be in the avir of a kli? Means that, let's say you have a flat pan that doesn't have sides. A flat pan that doesn't have sides, you have two doughs or two big things of cake on top of it. It's not confined within the walls of the kli, because the kli doesn't have walls, but it's on the same kli. Is that mitzuruf or it's not mitzuruf? The Gemara clears that shaila in Psachim Daf Mem Ches. By us, the Gemara does not clear. It's posted by the Gemara
that you need toich. The Gemara Bayal says that it has to be toich, has to be confined within the walls in order to be considered one thing to become tameh for kodesh. So Rav Eliyashiv Zatzal in his Haaretz answers that our din, the din over there is a svara, if it's together in one kli. If it's together in one kli, so memelo, it's considered one dough. What's considered one dough? If it's on one kli, if it's confined in the walls of one kli, that's already a shaila min asvara, and that the Gemara has a chakira back and forth. What is the necessary togetherness of tziruf in order to be mechayev chala? But the din by us is gzeres hakosuf. Gzeres hakosuf is only in the walls of a kli. Kaf achas, it has to be demin le kaf. Kaf has walls. So memelo, it has to be dumya, the kaf, it has to be betoich Hakli. That's the way he says it. The svar that we're saying to Mechadish, what Tziruf represents, maybe we can add somewhat of a svar to Mimiyash of this kasha. Chala, again, chala is produce of Eretz Yisrael, but Tzav Kosev, all it is a cake. That which has on it a din to Mimichuyiv and chala doesn't represent an idea. All it is, it's food, produce, that has kedusha, that some of it has to be given to the kohen. It's hufrash and it has kedusha that it should be eaten only by a kohen. In that sense, as long as it's together on one thing, it's considered one physical unit. If two things are together on the same tray, it doesn't have to occupy the same ear space. Two things that are sitting together on one tray might have a certain physical connection. They're haray, they're both sitting on the same physical empty. So maybe that would be enough. That's what the Gemara wants to know. Do they have to be in the walls of a kli, or do they not have to be in the walls of a kli? Are they connected physically, or are they not? Are they considered one dough, or is it not considered one dough? That's a pashta shayla of how do we look at two things that are sitting on one surface, on one kli. Masha'enken legabe kodesh, the point is not that they're sitting on one kli. The way we're explaining kodesh, the point is that they're considered miyuchod, that they both function together to represent the same thing. Memelo, they're one thing. That's only true when you have a proper kli with walls, because that is a way of defining it as occupying the same space. They represent the same thing, they're occupying the same, they're surrounded by the same walls. That's a svara by kodesh. Memelo, by kodesh, it's poshul that you need something which is mitzarif, then that they're in the same ear space. Mashaikin, legabi the svar, legabi chulin, legabi chalo, is the svar only whether they're considered physically connected to each other.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.